You have your Bible tonight, turn to 3 John, 3 John chapter 1. The Bible says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou dost to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but the Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them, received us not. Wherefore if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither do he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and cast them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but do that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee, our friends salute thee, greet the friends by name. I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. The simplicity of the gospel, God's truth. The simplicity of the gospel, God's truth. What is the gospel? It's just the truth of God spoken and written and given to men and given to me and you, that through it we might know an almighty God and Christ Jesus our Savior, that we might be drawn to that place where God can help us to get us ready, prepare us for His soon appearing when He comes to get us, to take us to be with Him. Oh, what a day that'll be. How I long for that day. But until then, I'm glad I serve a risen Savior who's there to help me along this way. As we see this tonight, we see three peoples that the Bible mentions to us here. Now, a lot of people, I've never really heard the third epistle of John preached very much. But I want to preach tonight on these three fellows, if we can see the simplicity and truth of God and what they did with it. Amen? See, we can know the truth of God. We can know it by heart. We can quote it with our breath. But if we don't know it in our heart, it'll do us no good. But I'm glad tonight that through God Almighty, we have the truth manifest in our hearts and in our lives, so that it takes us where God wants us to go. It leads us in that path of righteousness for His name's sake and not mine. I said the other day, I thought about just preaching from back here behind the wall, and I'll just let you hear me and not see me. I bet it'd be like preaching on the radio, and you just turn it off and go to the radio. Amen? But I'm glad I serve a God that we can see in the holy right. Amen? He gives us Himself in Scripture. And we see this here that Apostle Paul, or John's writing to this elder. Amen? And he's writing to Gaius, the elder of the church, and he's talking to him and encouraging him because he realizes what he's trying to do. I want to say a lot of times we try to do stuff, but sometimes we fail and come up short. Amen? Sometimes we need a little help along the way. And I'm glad we got an almighty God who's able to help us. Amen? But we see him, he's writing to the elder, John the elder, and he's not writing as an apostle anymore, he's writing in a later year as an elder. And he's writing to Gaius, and he said, whom I love in the truth. When we speak about truth, we're speaking about the Word of God. and what God says. Amen? And he says, I love what God says, and I love what God says in you. I want to say tonight, I love what God says. And church, I love what God says in you. It comes out, and boy, what a blessing it is. And we see people growing in the Spirit and growing in the truth and becoming that vessel of honor unto God for His glory. And there's nothing greater than that. Amen? There's nothing that does a pastor's heart better than to see his people growing in truth. Coming along with love and compassion and having the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ engraven in our hearts. Amen? I'm glad we don't carry it in our head. I'm glad it's embedded in our heart. And we see here as he's writing to Gaius, and he said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Amen. Hey, was something happening down in Gaius' heart that he could see. There was a light that was shining forth out of that dear brother's heart, and John could see that light shining and illuminating from him. Amen. And he said that I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good in health. He says, number one, he said, I wish that you would prosper and be in and as good a health. Amen. I wish you'd prosper in all things as much as you are prospering in your soul. He said, I'd like to see God bless you in your health and your finances and everything around you, pray God, as much as He's blessing you in your soul. Amen. I want to say, if God's blessing you in your soul tonight, praise God, I guarantee you He's helping you with your prosperity in your life. I guarantee you're counting on Him for your health and well-being today. Amen. If you ain't, you ought to be. Giving God all the glory for all He does. If you got up this morning, praise God, and they've put your 10 toes out and stood up, glory be God, you ought to be shouting His praises. Amen. Because He's been good to you. Praise the Lord. He said, For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that was in thee. Even as thou walkest in truth. He said, it blessed my heart when the brethren come and they was telling me, Oh, Gaius over here, he loves the Lord. Man, he's a preaching the truth. He's a telling it like it is. You know, people don't like that today. If you try to preach the truth, people get mad at you and fuzz up. Amen? They don't want to hear the truth because it changes the way it tends to change the way that we live our lives. If we live according to the truth, amen, we can't live according to the way we used to live. Amen? There's a difference in a child of God. Amen? God takes you from one place and puts you in another place. He takes you from one attitude, puts you in another attitude. He takes you from one circumstance and puts you in a different set of circumstance. Amen. Praise God. And He'll adapt you for where you are. Amen. For His glory. But he said, it's amazing. He said, the testimonies of the truth that you're preaching. And he said, the way that you're walking. Amen. So he said, not only are you preaching it, so praise God, you're living it. And a lot of times I think, church, if we ain't careful, we'll preach a doctrine, we'll preach a truth, but we don't always live it like we should. Amen. Well, Jesus said, love the brethren as you love yourself. Amen. But sometimes we don't always love each other like we love us. Amen. But he said, Gaius, who comes to Gaius here, John says, he preached the truth and he loved people and he walked what he preached. He lived what he preached. Well, what a blessing that is. Amen. In verse 4, he says, I have no greater love. Now, with this ought to be the prayer that every mom and daddy's a praying. Amen. With this ought to be a prayer that you're praying for your children. So I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Amen. That ought to be a prayer that every mom and daddy pray. Say, Lord, please, I want to hear it. My children are walking in the truth. Because if they're walking in the truth, praise God, they're living right. Amen. Praise God. You know what? God, we tell them when they're right, when they're walking wrong, we already praise them when they're walking right. Amen. Glory to God. It blesses your heart. Bless His holy name. And we make that our prayer. We ought to make every one of us ought to make it a prayer for our children. Amen. The great, I say, Lord, I would have no greater joy than to see my children walking in the truth. And you say, well, preacher, you reckon God would answer that prayer? He said He'll answer any prayer we ask according to His will. Amen. If we could memorize that little old verse 4, that little old short prayer, praise God, I believe that would ring the prayer bells of heaven. I believe God would hear it. I mean, I believe He'd reach down. I believe He'd touch our children, praise God. He'd show them the way, put them in truth, praise God, so they could walk for His glory, so we could give Him praise. Amen. I believe that. He said, "Preacher, you're crazy. People today just don't believe like they used to." Amen. That's right. They're messed up in the head. Amen. They're ungodly and full of, and without God. Amen. They have no truth. But praise God, if God gets a hold of them, He puts truth in them. Amen. It'll change their lives forever. I'm just talking about the simplicity of the gospel. God's truth that He gives us. And it makes a difference in our lives. Amen. We'll get the can't help it. Praise God. But He said, "I haven't walked my children to walk in the truth." He said, "Beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers." Now He said, He's talking to Gaius here, and He says, "Now you know what, brother?" He said, "What you're doing," He said, "you're proving yourself faithful." Amen. He said, "You're proving yourself faithful to the brethren." He said, "You're staying the course. You're staying in truth. You're preaching it right, preaching it straight, giving out truth, praise God. And that's what you're required to do." Amen. He said, "You're passing out the truth to the brethren and to strangers." So not only in the church are you passing out truth, only in the church is He walking in truth, but praise, everywhere He goes, He's taking the truth with Him. And He's doing it for God's glory. Amen. He said, "Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest." I've got a thing on the door of my study to remind me. On the door of my desk in my study. And it says, and it goes out of Isaiah 6. He said, it's not how the people respond, but it's your faithfulness, my faithfulness to the Lord. Amen. Isaiah was just a messenger of God. And he preached. He said, "Lord, send me, I'll go." And God said, "Okay, I'm descending, you go." And he went and he preached. They wouldn't hear, they wouldn't listen. And he said, "Lord, how long?" Amen. And he said, "Well, till the world was without habitation." He said, "Just keep preaching, ain't nobody left." Amen. I figured out there ain't no place to quit. Brother Tim, ain't no place to give up. Ain't no place to slack up. Surely ain't no place to give up. Amen. So we just keep pressing on for God, for His glory. Because it's about our faithfulness to the Lord, what we do for Him. Amen. Not about me, not about you, but about what we do for the glory of God. That's the only thing it'll matter. That's the only thing that's going to be recorded in heaven. You realize that? Now you may be prominent here, you may be wealthy here, you may have prominence in your community, but the only thing that's really going to matter is what you did for Him in your community. Amen. What you did for God, not that you would be seen. Hello? We can do a lot of things and say, let's say, you know, look at me. We're going to talk about a fellow that did that in a minute. But that won't help you. That'll not put nothing for you in heaven. Amen. But what we do for Him, praise God, He said He'll pin her down. He'll record it. And praise God, He keeps really good records, by the way. He knows our shortcomings. He knows our rising ups and our going downs. Praise God, He knows. And He promised to be that help for us. He said, "Which have borne witness of thy charity before the church." No, what he's saying, Gaius, he said, "You know what, Gaius?" He said, "You just put yourself out there." Amen. He said, "You just put yourself out there and say, Lord, here I am." Ain't that what we do? I try to do every day. I try to get up outside, try to put myself out and say, "Lord, just take me today. And use me for your glory. Help me just to say one encouraging word to somebody. Help me just give somebody a little piece of truth, a little piece of encouragement." You give them truth, you'll give them encouragement. You can't take the truth of God and not be encouraged. Amen. Unless you're a knucklehead. Amen. The Word of God, it'll encourage you. It'll stimulate your soul. But he said, "Which are born witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well." Amen. He said, you're bringing them along, praise God, in their journey. You realize we're on a journey. Hey, listen, before you were saved, you was nobody going nowhere. Except to maybe an early grave. Headed on the right highway to hell with the hammer down. But since God saved you, praise God, you're somebody in the kingdom of God. Your name's written down and you're headed for heaven. Amen. You're somebody going somewhere today. So don't let nobody look down on you. Don't let nobody look down on you and despise you and tell you you're not nobody. Praise God. Just looking between old Beak and Bill across their long little ecclesiastical nose and say, I am somebody. I'm a child of the King. Amen. He said he brought along strangers. He encouraged people along the way. He helped where he could. Amen. He said, after the godly sword, that thou shalt do well. Verse 6 says, because that for his name's sake, they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. He said, for Jesus' name's sake, for the name's sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, they pressed on. He said, they didn't take nothing from the Gentiles. Those that was lost, those was ungodly people, he said, they didn't ask them for nothing. Amen? You say, well, why didn't he? Because Christ prayed God. God was taking care of them. Amen? See, it was God that ordained them. It was God that sent them out. Amen. You remember James and Paul and Barnabas over in Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, I believe it is, where these folks was there and they named Paul very dead last because he said, I was the least of the apostles. Amen. And the Bible said the Holy Ghost of God called them out to separate Paul and Barnabas for the use of the Lord. Amen. And they called them out, said the Bible says in verse 3, I believe it is, said they laid their hand on them and they blessed them. Amen. They promised that they'd watch over and pray for them and take care of them from the church, and they sent them out. Amen. So who was taking care of them? The church was. The church was ministered to them. The church was praying for them. The church was lifting them up, praise God. How come? You know why they were so successful? Amen. Because the church was backing them. The church was praying for them. Amen. They sent them out. They was praying for them every day, every morning, every time they prayed over the bread. They prayed over the man that they'd sent out. And God was a blessing everywhere they went. Amen. I think what's wrong with church today, we don't pray for each other like we ought to. We don't lift each other up like we should. We ought to be calling everybody out. Every time you come across your mind, you ought to be praying for God. Say, Lord, please help them. Amen. I honestly believe, this is my thinking, I believe if God brings somebody in this church to your mind sometime during the day, it's on purpose. Amen. And I believe He wants us to bow our head and say, Lord, please, God, please help them. Whatever they're going through right now, whatever they need right now, bless them, help them, encourage them. Amen. Amen. I believe it'll make a difference. Praise God. It'll change the family of God. Amen. Gaius was praying for him. He was helping them. Amen. They were praying for him, and he was helping them. They were helping him. He said, we therefore ought to receive such. Amen. That we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Amen. What is truth? That's God. That's the gospel. That's the word of God going forth. And he said, we ought to be helpers in that. And he said, when we got somebody that's out there, that's putting himself out there, that's trying to do it, praise God, we ought to be fellow helpers with them. Amen. You might call it what we used to call Christian hospitality. Amen. You know, I can remember a time when I was a kid that the church in most churches, these rural churches was poor. They were just old farmers, didn't have a whole lot. Amen. But when it come time to end the service, praise God, somebody would go by the old preacher and they'd whisper to say, hey, he said, preacher, just come over to the house, eat dinner with us. Amen. I remember them old folks down there in Madison County, amen, used to, when I was preaching down there at Low Gap for almost a year, went down there every Sunday morning and preached for them people up on top of the hill. And I remember an old man of God, bless his heart, he was blind. I mean, legally blind, couldn't see blind. But every Sunday morning, he'd get in his old pickup truck, he'd drive from the foot of the mountain up there to that church house, praise God, to worship the Lord. And you know what he'd do? Every Sunday morning, he'd tell them, he'd say, youngins, now let's not forget to take care of our preacher. They didn't have no money to give, but praise God, they'd say, is your van door open? I said, yeah, I leave it open. Praise God. I'd go out there and there'd be a couple dozen ears of corn or a few heads of cabbage or a box of tomatoes, praise God. And they was taking care, doing the best they could. Amen. You know what they was doing? They was being fellow helpers in work. Amen. Doing what they could. There's a lot of us now. You say, well, preacher, I can't do nothing. Bless God, you can do what you can. Amen. If we'll do what we can, God will do the rest. He'll bless beyond measure. Amen. So we see Gaius, that devout elder, an elder of the truth, preaching the truth. But then the Bible tells us another old fellow Paul talks about in verse 9. And he says, I wrote unto the church. Amen. I believe, Brother Jeff, maybe somebody said, Preacher, we ain't heard from you in a while. We thought, we kind of thought we'd get a letter from you, a little encouragement or something in this church. And I said, we haven't heard from you. Don't you have a good word from God for us? And Paul said, I wrote unto the church. He said, but Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them, received us not. Paul said, I wrote a letter to you. I wrote encouragement to you. I sent it to you. But Diotrephes, praise God, he called it on the way. And because he wanted preeminence in the church, he wanted to say, well, look at me. Paul said he wouldn't receive my letter even though it was from God. Amen. He said he wouldn't take what I had to give him even though it was coming from God Almighty. And so John says this. He said he wouldn't receive my letter. He said, wherefore, if I come, amen. He said, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth. He said, when I come, I'm going to remember and call him out on it. Amen. Say, why did you do this? He said he was prating against us with malicious word. Prating means give lip service. Amen. To talk about, to run down, to discourage, to keep people from thinking about what was trying to happen in their church, was trying to happen in their lives. He was cutting them off, if you will, before it got to them. He said, it's talking about us with malicious words. Amen. Those words that'll not help. Amen. But discourage. He said, now contend neither doth he himself receive the brethren. Amen. He said, Paul said he wouldn't receive my letter. He didn't want to hear what God had to say. Not only didn't want to receive the letter, he didn't want to receive the people that were coming from God. Brethren that was passing through, amen. He just waved at them as he went by. Amen. He's messed up. Bless the Lord. He said he does not receive the brethren and forbiddeth them that would. Said they was some that was going down and said, hey man, come on in, worship with us. Tell us about what's happening up there in Jerusalem. Tell us what's happening over at Antioch. Give us the good word of God. Amen. He come out and said, no, leave them alone. Let them go on. We don't need that. There's a whole lot of the world today has got this system in it. They don't want nothing God's got because they don't want the truth. There's a whole lot of our televangelist stuff that don't want the truth because it might discourage their people. It might get somebody saved. That's what it might do. It might tell them the truth, get them encouraged, get them to realize that we're just old sinners in need of a Savior. Amen. Praise God. But he said, they forbiddeth them that would and casteth them out of the church. Amen. Not only did he not allow those brethren to come in, he just went ahead and just kicked out those that wanted to come in. Amen. What kind of fellowship is that? What kind of godliness is that? Paul said, there's no God in this. Amen. Said he wants to be the one that's preeminent in everything. And he don't want nobody else to have a part. He don't want nobody else to come in. Amen. God help him. I would have got everybody had a part. I would have got everybody to take a little chunk of something, praise God, and run with it. I tell you what, let me just give roses. I appreciate Brother Charles. I can tell Brother Charles, say, Brother Charles, such and such, I need this or that. And praise God, you need to just get out of the way. He'll be all over it like a rat on a Cheeto. Next thing you know, praise God, he'll be coming. Preacher, I got that done. Amen. I'll come up, check and see what we need to do it. Praise God. He's already finished her up. Amen. I like that. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. He just gets in there and helps where he can. Praise God. He said, beloved, follow not that which is evil. In other words, don't follow after this fella because he's going to lead you the wrong way. He said, follow after somebody that'll love you and help you and encourage you. He said, but that which is good, he that doeth good is of God. Amen. You can tell if somebody's trying to do something for the glory of God or doing it for themselves, can't we? Amen. We know, you can tell a person's heart in just a little while. You know whether they're doing it themselves or they're doing it to God or they're putting themselves out there for God's glory or they're just doing it to be seen. You know, they stand out there and they do some little something. They stand there and say, look at me. Amen. But God. He said, he that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Amen. In other words, he said, this fellow here, I know he claims to be a God. He claims to be a Christian, but he's never met God. Amen. He said, if he'd ever met our God, praise God, he'd be a different fella. Amen. So you have one that's a faithful elder, praise God, proclaiming the truth. One that won't receive the truth. And then you have Demetrius. Amen. Paul gives old Demetrius here, and he said, Demetrius, he hath a good report of all men. Amen. Ain't nobody got nothing bad to say about Demetrius, praise God. He's living truth. And he's living truth, that means he's living proof of what God can do in a man. What God can do in a woman, a boy, a child. He said, Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also by record, and ye know that our record is true. Amen. He said, praise God, word's got plumb back where John was and all the rest of them. How Demetrius, praise God, he was on fire for God doing the work of an evangelist, if you will. He was proclaiming the truth. He was receiving the truth and pricing it out. Amen. You know, that's what it means to be a Christian. It means to be a follower of Christ. Amen. Telling people about Him, lifting up His name for His glory. He said, I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. Paul said, John says, I could go on tell you the many, many things that Demetrius done. Praise God. In other words, what he was said, he was a man of God. He loved the truth. Amen. He loved the truth and he loved God. Not only did he love the truth, love God, but he lived the truth. And people were witnesses of this man's life. That he loved God and he loved the truth. And it lived his life according to truth. And Paul says, I can't even write down, praise God, I can't even get in words put down how it blessed my heart to know him and the work that he was doing. I wonder today if people looked at our lives, could they say that about me and you? Could they say that about me and you, that we were a Demetrius, that we were good at doing God's work, praise God, and that men were lifting up, they were praising because that every time they got around us, they got a little chunk of truth. Amen. I went to an outing with some people here a while back, and boy, God just blessed that day. It was on a Saturday evening. And I'd been out visiting, but God just been blessing. I'd been, trying to encourage people, passing out truth. And boy, I was just bubbling over. And even after I left Candler area and got all the way back into Weaverville, praise God, I was still just a bubbling over because of God's goodness. And I went in, praise the Lord, and just a worship, praising God, lifting up His name, thanking Him for His goodness. Amen. Thanking Him for just the opportunity to be able to just raise my hands and say, thank you, Jesus. And as a fellow rebuked me. He said, what are you doing? He said, this ain't Sunday. He said, I said, praise God. He said, I've just been out visiting. He said, God's been so good. Praise the Lord. I've just been able to lift up the name of Jesus, tell people the truth, point them to Jesus. Amen. And he says, I don't know about all that. That we are kind of like we ought to reserve that for the Sabbath. You know, Sunday or something. I said, glory to God. He said, I just got it and I can't help it. Amen. He said, they finally said, well, why you got all that? Why don't you just go ahead and pray so we can eat? Praise God. I said, praise God. I can pray. I'm just praying to lift up the name of Jesus. I said, hey, I started all over again. Amen. I gave him a dress rehearsal. Praise God. Amen. God's so good. Amen. I just like to tell the truth. Praise God. Amen. Just tell the truth. That's what John's is saying here, praise God. He said, just go around all over the country, praise God, just telling the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. How He died and He lived. Amen. He rose again and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And He's coming again in great glory and splendor. Also, I had many things to write. But I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee. And we shall speak face to face. Amen. Well, wouldn't it be something to see John face to face? That one that loved the Lord Jesus Christ. That one that laid his head on his bosom and heard the heartbeat of God. Can you imagine? I bet you that rings in his, I bet that's still ringing in his ears. Amen. He heard the heartbeat of God. Bless his holy name. He said, I by trust I shall see thee shortly and will speak to you face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. And then I like this part here. Now this is what truth brings. He said, greet the friends by name. Amen. Praise God. He said, just go around, praise God, and saying, hey, Brother Jeff, good to see you, brother. Ain't God good? Amen. Praise God. Go from person to person, call them by name, praise God, and say, ain't God good to us today? Amen. Why? Because of the precious word of truth. He said that simple word, that simple gospel truth, God's truth, amen, that speaks to our heart and gets us closer to Him day by day. Gives us encouragement to go just a little farther. Amen. I told Miss Talitha over there today, I said, we've got to go just a little farther. Because Jesus went a little farther for us. Just a little farther. Just press on a little farther. Amen. Another day, it won't be long. Amen. Listen, children, this life is quick. It's fleeting. It's going by in a hurry. You realize this is already the 20th of June, 2018. Amen. I'm expecting Jesus to come back, ain't you? I'm looking for Him to come before the end of the year. Amen. I'm expecting, you say, you crazy. I'm looking for Him to come tomorrow. If He comes, I'm ready. How about you? Are you ready?